Today, most people venture to this spot along the Gulf Coast for its scenic beauty. Turn back the clock a couple of centuries, and people were battling over this spot because of its strategic importance. I'll share the story on this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machine Repeat, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
On a narrow peninsula of land along Alabama's Gulf Coast, you'll find a strategic point.
It was important first for trade. So you've got the shipping channel that goes into Mobile. And then Mobile Bay at the top has five rivers that feeds in. And so you're going to bring the trade into Mobile and then up the five rivers.
As Wendy Hyatt explains, the entrance to Mobile Bay has Dauphin Island on one side and this piece of land, where she is standing, on the east side. It was here that Fort Morgan was established, but it was not the first such structure at this spot.
Had Fort Boyer here first, and after they lost Fort Boyer in the War of 1812, after that second battle, they realized that this point was going to be very important. So they started building Fort Morgan here and Fort Gaines on Dauphin Island, and they're both going to protect the mouth of the bay for trade and military purposes both.
The first fort here saw both wins and losses.
War of 1812, the first battle with the British, we won, and they moved back out into the bay. Second battle in February, we lost. They were able to go into here, and anywhere they wanted to go up those five rivers, they could go.
That first battle was in the fall of 1814, and the second battle in February of 1815 was won by the British. But no sooner had the Brits cruised into Mobile Bay en route to attack the city than they received word that the Treaty of Ghent had been signed on Christmas Eve of 1814, ending the war. So they left the bay and sailed home. But the Americans now knew they needed something better than Fort Boyer here.
It was just a wooden structure, Fort Boyer was, and it was fan-shaped. So they went in and they decided to make this fort fully brick. And it also had a citadel in the center.
And the new Fort Morgan would see plenty of battles in other wars to come. That story next time as we travel the countryside. Fort Morgan, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCrae.